Sheboygan's Country B93. Wednesdays, we touch base with United Way. Caitlin joining us in studio. How are you doing here?
Good. It's a little rainy outside.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we've been scuffling this week, but the weekend looks good.
That is good.
You make the trade every time.
Right.
Bad work week, good weekend.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, right? No, I won't jinx that at all. Just by bringing it up.
Thanks so much.
Mark this one down. Mark the time. Timestamp this, and we'll come back and circle back later when it's rainy all weekend.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So we've got an old friend in studio today.
Bill from the Sheboygan A's.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
This is the preview. This is where we get to work out the kinks before the Monday A's update. So it's the rough draft.
No re-recording this
or anything else.
We're going live right off the bat.
No, we could. I mean, we record this segment, so in theory we could, but we're not going to.
We never have.
Never.
For any of the other ones. Why would we start now?
We probably should.
Well,
we've been asked politely to do so, but have not as of yet. So what's going on with the A's? We're getting close, man. I know the field is probably slop out there right now, but we're getting close to opening day.
The field actually isn't too bad considering the amount of rain we've had, other than the normal spots of right field and left field corner.
Yeah.
That's kind of a swamp, but we had new lights put in this.
You guys have been doing a crazy amount of work out there.
Oh, it's nuts. Between a new souvenir stand that's half of that building is equipment storage.
Yeah.
The concession stand was completely gutted over the winter, and that's being redone.
Man.
The new lighting project, the new social deck is going up. So
the lights were the biggest part this offseason.
Yeah.
And that kind of, it just makes things so much better at the park.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, the old lights were from 1982.
Yeah. Right.
And then you go and put brand new LED lights up that they all work, where the old ones were kind of like...
Denny installed those first lights by hand, right?
He did the whole thing by himself.
He climbed up and down every pole. No, he constructed the poles. He did everything.
He got everything. He's done everything else. Why wouldn't he do that?
You know what? We're joking, but I wouldn't put it past him.
I think he's sneaking down at night and pounding a few nails in on that new social
deck. Got to, just to make sure.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the new lights are big, but that party deck, too, sounds like it's going to be a good time. So this is all going to be done by opening day?
That's the plan. The lights are done. The souvenir stand, we have minimal work left to do with that.
Okay.
The
concession
stand is down to its last part, and the deck should be done for opening day.
Been seeing all the photo updates on Facebook and Instagram, and it does look like it's progressing quickly. So what is the party deck situation? Are people buying tickets to that? Is that a corporate thing?
It can be both.
Okay.
What we're set out to do is use that for corporates or social groups, service clubs type of things that can rent out the deck for a night. Working on a few caterers to come in, food trucks and caterers.
Yeah.
You'll be able to pick who you want to service the area up there.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be an extension of the skybox. So
that is awesome. And you guys have been talking about this. I actually saw on like a Facebook timeline thing that we had just discussed this like I think 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah,
it was that long ago.
Well, and the plan was laid out in 9 innings to go with the baseball team of inning one is lights, inning two is this, and I think we're doing innings 1 through 7 all at once.
Why not?
Well, yeah.
Do it all at the same time.
Get the headache out and then enjoy it.
That's the procrastinator's viewpoint too. We'll wait and then we're just going to do it all at once.
Yeah, exactly.
I work best under pressure. So what else? You guys are looking for volunteers, I'm sure.
Yeah, now with all this new stuff going up, we need
even more
people. We need everything from ushers to ticket sales to more people in the concession stand, people working on the field. You name it with a ballpark. I mean,
even behind the scenes
kind of deal of going out and visiting clubs to sell tickets and sponsorship kind of deal.
Are you guys looking for any host families too still or no?
We have a couple kids right now that we've lined up jobs for, and they're checking into housing and working on stuff like that. We never really used a host family kind of deal. The guys have found places to live.
Okay.
We have one kid coming in from Mexico this year.
Look out!
He's one of the happiest guys on the face of the earth because Whistling Straits gave him a job at $11 an hour, and he's coming here to play baseball.
Yeah,
so
that's a good summer right there.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that. I may try to get that gig.
You should.
Sounds pretty good. It's a good deal to be.
Playing baseball?
No, not that part. I think you want that. No.
Well,
are you guys looking for a mascot or no?
Yeah, we still need a mascot.
You need
somebody to do that. So if you know anybody, send them my way.
All right, sounds good. And then what is the season opener? May what?
May 25th.
And you've got the 5K coming up too, right?
And that's everything is one day. The run will start at The 5K run will start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
The game starts at 12:30. Following the game, Cold Soda Club is coming in to play a concert.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
So it's going to be, opening day is going to be crazy at the ballpark again.
So that's this weekend?
May 25th.
Oh, May 25th. I thought you said Memorial May 5th. Day. I thought, no. Whoa. Okay, no. May 25th.
May 25th.
May 25th. More details. I just thought I time traveled there. I was like, it's never that early. I don't know. I just caught the fifth part of it. So May 25th. More details. SheboyganBaseball.org. We're going to have our A's extra page up too. I think that's up maybe in a week or two. And then I'm going to break some news for you here, Bill.
You do it if you remember
the
date.
Are you ready?
Go for it.
Skeptical look over there. We are going to do our Midwest Communications Night with the A's on Wednesday, June 5th.
Wow, John, that's a you day, are
right?
on it.
Yeah,
you
all
are
right.
on
we
it.
Got it. We got it. We actually did bring it up in our department head meeting. Doesn't that sound official? And we discussed the two dates, right? It was the 5th or the 12th. The 5th worked out better for everybody, so we will be there, and you can guarantee moral lock of the century that it'll be pouring buckets that night, I'm sure.
I hope not, because it's also Plymouth Dirt Track Racing
night
combined
really?
With you guys,
okay,
and
yeah,
there's some parties in the backyard going on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we'll have free tickets here shortly.
Yeah, we will. So June 5th, mark it down. A's extra page will be up on our websites too, and we just update whatever you guys are doing. We'll have you on the air every Monday like we normally do to get you everybody set for all the different promos you've got and the giveaways you've got during the course of the week. We got to get you to Kelly's studio. He's more of a timely gentleman than I am, so...
Yeah, he's not laid back.
You
got to
be.
You are.
You got to be over there on a certain timeline. Bill, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.